Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，下午好。
I'm glad to see that the remnant has returned.
非常高兴看到渔民都回来了。
We want to share the word of God together.
我们一起来分享神的话。
The Bible says that we should always be ready.
圣经说我们要预备好。
An instant in the word of God.
在神的话当中。
And so the enemy makes it very difficult in our circumstances to be faithful to attend to his word.
所以如果我们对神的话忠心的话，仇敌就没有机会。
And the Lord has a reaction to that.
神也有回应。
And so he truly blesses those who do attend to his word.
所以凡遵守神话的，神就祝福。
As we saw last night, the Lord is a God of blessing.
昨天晚上我们看到神是祝福的神。
Even in our failing, He reveals Himself to us that we may receive a blessing.
即使我们失败的时候，他也向我们启示，使我们可以得到祝福。
And we tried to convey last night the fact that John wrote these wonderful books regarding the love of God.
我们昨天晚上试图说明约翰为着神的爱写了这些书。
We said that they were like symphonies that John had written on God's love.
约翰写的就好像是交响乐一样。
In the Gospels, John wrote about God's love for the whole world.
在约翰福音中，约翰写到神爱世人。
In the letters, John wrote about God's love for his little children.
在约翰的书信中，约翰讲到神对他儿女的爱。
And in the book of Revelation, John wrote of God's love for his bond servants.
在启示录中，约翰讲到神对他爱仆的爱。
Our prayer is that all of us could be his bond servants.
我们的祷告乃是我们都成为神的爱仆。
Probably, when we first get saved, we all do have a heart for the Lord.
我们刚得救的时候，也许我们都对神有爱的心。
His grace and forgiveness is so fresh to us.
他的爱，他的赦免对我们是那样新鲜。
And even though we are what John calls little children,
虽然呢，我们像约翰所说的那样，我们不过是小子。
Still, we love the Lord with all our heart.
我们还是全心的爱神。
Satan tries to turn our heart away from the Lord.
而撒旦呢，却试图让我们的心转离神。
We see in Revelation that Ephesus as a church was very busy.
我们在启示录中看到以弗所这个教会他们很忙碌。
And not only busy, but very faithful.
不但忙碌而且很忠心。
And yet, the enemy had stolen their first love.
但是神却把他们起初的爱偷去了。
This matter of first love is the most important issue of the bond servant.
起初的爱对神的爱仆来讲是最最重要的。
Anyone who serves the Lord will make mistakes and even fail at times.
每一个服侍人的神都会犯错误，甚至会失败。
Even John the Apostle,
即使使徒约翰，
he was only a sinner saved by grace.
他也是被恩典，他是蒙恩的罪人。
But the issue with God is,
但是神要做的是，
is your heart still wholly His?
神所看重的是你的心要圣洁。
We want to read tonight Revelation chapter 5.
今天我们要读的是启示录第五章。
We want to read the whole chapter.
我们把整个一章都读过。
As it reveals our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ.
向我们启示我们奇妙的救主耶稣基督。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录第五章。
I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll.Written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals.
我看见坐宝座的右手中有书卷，里外都写着字，用漆印封严了。
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break its seals?"
我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那漆印呢？
But no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the book or to look into it.
在天上地上地底下没有能展开能观看那书卷的。
Then I began to weep greatly because no one was found worthy to open the book or to look into it.
因为没有配展开观看那书卷的我就大哭。
And one of the elders said to me, Stop weeping. Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome so as to open the book and its seven seals.
长老中有一位对我说不要哭看哪、大卫犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根他已得胜能以展开那书卷揭开那七印。
And I saw in the midst of the throne,With the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God set out into all the earth.
我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。
And he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
这羔羊前来，从坐宝座的右手里拿了书卷。
When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp of golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前。各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take this scroll and to break its seals, for you were slain, and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom.And priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。”
Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures and the elders.And the number of them was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
我又看见且听见宝座与活物并长老的周围有许多天使的声音，他们的数目有千千万万，大声说曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄、丰富、智慧、能力、尊贵、荣耀、称颂的。
And every created thing which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them I heard saying, To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.
我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说：“但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、权势都归给最宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。”
And the four living creatures kept saying "Amen," and the elders fell down and worshipped.
四活物就说 "Amen," 众长老也匍匐敬拜。
May the Lord bless His precious word.
愿主祝福他宝贵的话。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we come to you so thankful for your mercy to us.
父，我们来到你们来到你的面前，因你的怜悯，主，我们满了感谢。
If it had not been for the Lord Jesus, we'd not be gathered together here today.
若不是我们的主耶稣基督，今天我们不能聚集在这里。
We see in thy word that you desire to speak to us.
我们在你的话中看到你盼望对我们说话。
And you have sent the Holy Spirit to be that speaker.
你猜下圣灵成为向我们说话。
And so we come asking that you would anoint us with thy Holy Spirit here this afternoon.
所以我们求你用你的圣灵今天下午来膏我们。
Anoint our mouths for speaking and our hearts for hearing.
膏我们讲话的口，膏我们听话的心。
We see by thy word we need to hear with the heart.
我们要用心听你的话。
Oh Lord, we want to know more of you today.
我们今天要更多的认识你。
And so we commit this time into your hands for that very purpose.
所以为这个目的, 我们把时间交在你的手中。
We want to see Jesus.
我们要见耶稣。
We pray in his precious name.
奉他宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Last night we spoke of the great crisis that's upon the church.
昨天晚上我们讲到教会所面临的极大的危机。
We don't know when the Lord is coming back.
我们不知道主什么时候回来。
But we're to be ready for his coming.
但是我们要预备好。
And one of the great crises of the church is that his people are not waiting for his return.
教会一个大的危机就是他的子民没有预备好他的回来。
God's people are distracted by many things.
神的子民被许多事情所分散。
At one time we were useless. Worthless, useless.
我们一无用处。
But God saved us.
但是呢，神救了我们。
And he made us useful.
使我们在他手中成为有用。
He gave us a future and a hope.
他给我们未来，给我们盼望。
But if we're not careful, we become distracted.
但是如果我们不注意的话，我们就会被许多事情所分散。
And we become very busy in our life.
我们生活里面就变得很忙。
And we lose our usefulness to the Lord.
我们
There are many Christians today who are useless to the Lord.
今天很多基督徒对主没有用处。
They might hear this book of Revelation.
他们也许听过启示录这本书。
As our brother who led the singing exhorted us.
今天弟兄带我们唱的诗歌激励我们。
They will see when they read the word that they should trust and obey.
看到神的话的要信而顺从。
But they won't trust and they won't obey.
但是呢，他们不信。
In the end times, it's impossible to trust and obey except by the very life of Jesus himself.
在这个末世,如果没有主耶稣基督的生命,我们不可能信而顺服。
But how do we have that life in us to overcome?
我们如何得到那个生命来得胜呢?
We saw last night, God reveals himself in his greatness to us.
昨天晚上我们看到神把他的伟大向我们启示。
Revelation has within it life, and this life is given to us.
在启示之中有那个生命，而这个生命已经赐给我们。
This is the word of life that we need.
这是生命的话，是我们所需要的。When
we see our living Lord, we're changed.
当我们看到那位活的主的时候，我们就改变。And
we are infused with the grace of God.
我们里面就充满主的恩典。It
draws us out.
它就吸引我们。
It's not that we now can trust and obey.
不是我们不能够信而顺服。
But because we have a heart for the Lord,
因为我们对主有心,
He gives us the grace to trust and obey.
他给我们信而顺从的恩典。
Some Christians think they can trust and obey.
有些基督徒以为他们可以信而顺从。
But those bondservants of the Lord know they can't do it within themselves.
而主的爱仆的知道靠着他们自己他们做不到。
But because they've seen the Lord, they find they have the grace to trust and obey.
但是因为他们看见了主,他们发现他们有这样的恩典。
It's just like that familiar story we all remember about Peter walking on the water.
就好像呢,我们那个很熟悉的彼得在水上行走那个故事。
I cannot trust and obey, and I cannot walk on the water.
我呢,既不能信而顺服,我也不能在水面上行走。
But when Peter looked at Jesus, he could walk on the water.
但是当彼得看到耶稣的时候,他就可以在水上行走。
He was walking by the power of the Lord's life.
是主耶稣基督的生命使他,那个能力使他能够行走。
But as soon as he became self-conscious, he began to sink.
但是当他看自己的时候,他就开始下沉。
Do you think you can trust and obey?
你以为你可以信而顺从吗?
Maybe you can once in a while.
也许有的时候可以。
But you cannot do it by your own life.
但是靠你自己的生命你做不到。
That's why we need to see the Lord.
这就是为什么需要看见主。
And so in a time of crisis, the Lord reveals himself.
所以在危机之中,基督把他自己启示出来。
You remember in Paul's life, there were several times when he was met by the Lord in a vision.
直到在保罗的生命之中,我们看到有几次在异象之中他看见了主。
Now what times were they in his life?
是哪些时间呢?
Times of blessing?
是祝福的时候?
No, times of crisis.
是在危机的时候。
When he was in jail.
当他在监牢里的时候。
The Lord appeared to him.
主向他显现。
When he was having the shipwreck.
当他 当他在沉船的危险之中
the Lord appeared to him.
主向他显现。
On the road to Damascus, the Lord appeared to him.
在去大马色的路上主向他显现。
Oh, the Lord appears to us in time of crisis.
是在危机的时候主向我们显现。
And if we realize the crisis of today,
如果今天我们意识到这个危机
then the Lord reveals himself to us in all of his greatness.
那么主就向我们显现出他的伟大。
And we realize that the church is in his hands, and his servants are in his hands.
我们就知道教会在他的手中，他的仆人也在他手中。
Thank God, we can be in his hands.
感谢主，我们可以在他手里。
We can be servants of his.
我们可以成为他的仆人。
And even we can overcome.
我们甚至可以得胜。
So this is something of what we tried to look at last night.
这是昨天晚上我们要看的。
This afternoon, I want us to enter into the sevenfold vision of the Revelation.
今天下午我们要看的是七个启示。
Now this book, in English is sometimes misunderstood.
英文里面这本书有的时候会被误解。
This book is sometimes called the Book of Revelations in the plural.
有的时候呢，这本书被称作复数的启示。
People say in English, "Oh yeah, I read Revelations."
讲英文的说。我读过启示录，那是多数的。
But of course we know that's not the name of the book.
我们知道这不是书名。
This book is only one revelation.
这本书里面只有一个启示。
You say, but wait a minute, what about the beasts and the antichrist and Babylon and the mysteries?
那你说等一等，那些兽呢？那些巴比伦呢？还有那个敌基督呢？
Aren't there many revelations?
不是有很多很多的启示吗？
There's only one revelation.
其实只有一个。
It's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的启示。
Those are the very first words of the book.
这是书里面的第一句话。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的那个启示。
This whole book is one revelation.
整本书就是一个启示。
And all of the visions within this one revelation make up one composite revelation.
所有那些其他的启示都是组成这一个启示。
And I want us to look this afternoon at seven visions of Jesus that make up the one revelation.
今天下午我们要看呢关于耶稣基督的那七个启示，他们呢最终组成一个启示。七个意象最终他们成为一个启示。
Our Lord Jesus is like a beautiful diamond.
我们主耶稣就像一个美丽的宝石。
How many sides are there to this beautiful diamond?
这个宝石有几个面呢？
Every time you hold him up to the light,
当你对着光看的时候
you just turn it a little bit,
你就稍微转动一下
you see a new color.
你就看见一个新的颜色
There are so many parts to the Lord Jesus. You can move and see so many parts.
主耶稣基督有许多的方面你这样转动的时候可以看到许许多多方面
You know all of his names. He is Savior. He is Lord. He is King.
你知道他有许多的名他是主他是救主、他是王
These are all part of the sameDiamonds.
这是同一个宝石不同的方面。
And to this afternoon, we want to look at seven angles of this one revelation of the Lord Jesus.
今天下午我们要从七个角度来看耶稣基督的这个启示。
Now, before we do, we need to understand the principle of prophetic revelation.
今天呢，在我们看之前，我们要看到启示的那个 prophetic.
Okay, let's turn to Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. This is the principle of prophetic revelation.
我们看启示录第十九章，向我们启示的那个原则，关于启示的原则。
In chapter 19, verse 10,
十九章第十节
John again is overwhelmed by the revelation of Jesus.
耶稣基督啊，约翰被耶稣基督的启示。
And he falls down to worship the angel who is telling him the revelation.
所以呢，他要匍匐敬拜那个向他启示的天使。
And so we find in verse 10.
所以在第十节里面。
Then I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "Do not do that. I'm a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus."
但是天使对他说千万不可我和你并你那些为耶稣做见证的弟兄同事做仆人的
Worship God
敬拜神。
For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
而预言的灵乃是为耶稣基督做见证。
Now, this is the phrase that tells us the principle of prophetic revelation.
这一句呢，就告诉我们这个启示的原则。
What does that mean? The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
这句话是什么意思呢？就是见证耶稣基督乃是启示的灵。
The Bible is almost one half prophecy.
圣经的一半，几乎一半是讲到预言。
Isaiah is a prophecy.
以赛亚
Ezekiel is a prophet.
以西结是预言。
The books of Samuel and Kings are called the prophets according to the Old Testament.
撒母耳记和列王记都是讲到呢是预言。
Ezekiel is prophecy.
以西结是预言。
Much of Matthew's gospel is prophecy.
大部分马太福音也是预言。
First and Second Thessalonians is prophecy.
提摩太前帖撒罗尼迦前后书也是预言。
And the book of Revelation, of course, is prophecy.
当然启示录也是预言。
But what does this mean?
但是预言是什么意思?
The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
耶稣基督的见证是预言的灵。
This we need to understand.
我们要明白这个。
Why do we have prophecy?
为什么我们要有预言?
Well, does the Lord want us to know about the future?
是不是主要我们知道未来?
So he gives us Daniel so we can understandabout the kingdom of Babylon and the kingdom of Persia. Is that why?
是因此他就叫以西结说就丹以理预言所以让我们可以知道波斯王国巴比伦王国吗
Why does the Lord give us this book of Revelation?
神为什么把启示录给我们
Does he want to scare Christians with beasts?
他是不是要用兽来使基督徒感到害怕
Why all of these prophecies?
为什么这么多预言
There's a purpose behind it.
有一个目的
And here I just in English will change this definition to clarify for us tonight.
好，英文呢，我们把英文里面的这个定义改变一下，使它变得更清楚。
The testimony of Jesus is the essence of prophecy.
耶稣基督的见证就是呢，预言的，专门是为着预言的。
Let me put it another way.
换句话说
，What's the goal of prophecy?
预言的目的是什么?
It's not to tell us the future.
不是要告诉我们未来。
It's to show us Jesus.
是要把耶稣基督显现给我们。
All prophecy in the Old Testament and in the New Testament directly or indirectly point to Jesus.
所有预言旧约的新约都直接或间接的指向耶稣基督。
The central kernel within all prophecies.Has to do with the throne and the kingship of the Lord Jesus.
所有预言的核心都与耶稣基督和宝座有关。
So the book of Revelation is not about the future; it's about Jesus.
所以启示录不是讲到未来呢，是讲到耶稣基督。
Whenever we see a prophecy in the Word, in the end, it's talking about Jesus.
每当我们看到预言的时候，最终就是讲到耶稣基督。
But you see. We don't often understand that as Christians.
但是呢，我们基督徒常常不明白这一点。
Now, if you ask our dear sister right here,
如果问我们的姐妹
，if we ask her, now what is in the book of Daniel?
如果我们问她，但以理书是讲什么呢
？Now I found out last night. She's a very smart girl.
昨天晚上我发现她非常聪明。
So I know she probably knows the story of Daniel and the lion's den.
所以她应该知道但以理和狮子的故事。
And the three men who were thrown into the furnace.
还有被丢到火中那三个人的故事。
Because that's what a child learns.
因为这是孩子他们学到的。
But then when you grow up,
但你长大以后
and you go and hear some preacher like Christian Chen.
然后呢，你们听到一些传道人，比方说陈锡登弟兄。
Now Christian Chen loves to talk about the big statue vision.
陈弟兄呢喜欢讲到那个大的那个金像丹以理书里的金像。
One time I heard him speak for 6 days, 4 hours a day, and he only got through the first part of the statue.
有一次我听他讲了六天，每天四堂，只讲到呢那个金像的头的那部分。
But we know that the statue is all about the golden head, which is Babylon.
我们知道那个大的像，它的头那部分呢，就是巴比伦。
And then the silver, which is Persia.
那银的那部分呢，是讲到波斯。
And then the copper, which is Greece.
铜的那一部分讲到希腊,
and then the bottom, iron, which is Rome.
那下面那个铁的那部分呢, 就是讲到,
oh, now we understand Daniel.
现在我们就明白但以理书了。
But wait, then there's the vision of the beasts, the four beasts.
还有那四个兽的意象,
which is the spiritual interpretation of these four nations again.
但是呢, 从属灵的方面来讲到那四个国。
So what is the Babylon beast?
那么巴比伦兽是什么?
Now adults should all know this.
我们都,
all the adults should know this.
所有的长老都应该知道这一点。
The lion, of course.
狮子。
Huh? What's the Persian beast?
那波斯兽又是什么?
I give you a hint, he looks like me. A bear!
应该比较像我, 是一个熊。
And then the Greek beast, who's he?
那希腊兽是什么意思?
The leopard.
是豹。
And then the Roman beast.
那么罗马, 罗马兽呢?
Oh, he's hard to describe, but he has iron teeth.
很难描述, 但是他有铁牙。
He's like a children's cartoon, you know, some kind of a monster. You know?
像卡通里面的那些鬼怪。
So, now you're an adult, now we know what the book of Daniel's about.
那现在你就知道但以理书了。
But that's not what it's about.
但是丹尼书不是讲这个。
When Daniel reveals the story of the statue to Nebuchadnezzar,
当丹尼讲到尼布甲尼撒那个像的时候,
he mentions the four kingdoms.
他讲到四个国。
But what is the heart of his revelation?
但是这个启示的核心是什么?
A stone will come and strike that statue and throw it to the ground and set up the kingdom of God forever and ever.
要有一块石头把这个像打碎, 从中呢建立起神的国来。
Now that's the essence of that prophecy.
这是这个预言的核心。
Or the story of the four beasts of these same four kingdoms.
那四个兽的故事讲到四个国。
You see, people love beasts.
人都喜欢。 讲到兽。
I even hear some Chinese even eat bear claw. Grr, this is so
甚至中国人有这个 bear 熊掌啊。
But if we study this, the beasts, but we don't see what the most important part of that revelation was, we miss the whole point.
但是呢,如果我们只看那个兽却没有看到那启示的话,我们就失去了那个中心。
Now, come on, in Daniel chapter 7, when these beasts are described, what's the most important part?
丹以理第七章讲到那个兽的时候,最重要的部分在哪里呢?
The Son of Man coming on the clouds in great glory.
是人子乘云降临带着荣耀。
That's the essence of that prophecy.
这是这个预言所要讲的。
You see, the rest, the beasts are just the background.
其他的那些兽不过是背景。
They are the events of history that bring the revelation of the Son of God.
他们不过是历史中带来 人子这个启示的这些事件而已。
But we get distracted by the details.
但是我们却被这些细节呢所分散了注意力。
The same with Ezekiel.
以西结也是一样。
What's Ezekiel about?
以西结书是讲什么呢?
Oh, people say, oh, dry bones.
是讲到那些死骨头,
or maybe
死骨。
Somebody says, oh, it's that flying machine.
是那些飞行的机器。
But no. It's about the coming back of the glory of God to Israel.
那是讲到荣耀的神回到以色列。
But we usually lose this because of the other details.
但是呢,常常因为其他细节我们却忽略了这一点。
When we study Matthew chapter 24, 25, you know, the wise virgins, the foolish virgins.
我们读马太福音第24章的时候,我们看到聪明的童女,愚拙的童女。
The talents of men of 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent.
有5千两、2千两、1千两银子的那些仆人。
What do we think of?
我们想到的是什么?
Oh, that's me. Am I the wise or the foolish virgin? I don't know.
讲到我自己,我是聪明的童女呢,还是愚拙的童女,我不知道。
See, we always love the details because they're talking about us.
我们总是很喜欢那些细节,因为细节讲到我们自己。
What's the most important part of the story?
但是这些故事最重要的部分在哪里?
The bridegroom is coming.
新郎要来了。Forget
the virgins for the moment. The groom is coming.
现在不要讲到那些童女, 要讲到新郎快要来了。
But we don't even read that part. We just read about the virgins. So, do I have oil? Don't I have oil? I don't know. Am I asleep, awake? I don't know.
但是呢，我们常常忽略那个部分，我们总是看到那童女我有没有油，我有没有睡。
Now, isn't that what happens with the book of Revelation?
启示录是不是也是这样？
People say, oh, yeah, I read the book of Revelation. Revelation, we studied it for 20 weeks.
大家都说、我们读过启示录，我们一起学了二十个礼拜。
Now we made a big chart. We have over here the seals, and then we have the trumpets and the bowls right over here.
我们画了一张图，那里面有印、有碗，还有号。
And we drew pictures of the beast and the false prophet and Babylon riding on the beast.
我们把兽画出来，把假先知画出来，也画到那个巴比伦。
Then you say, but what's the book of Revelation about?
但是你问他启示录是讲到什么呢
？Oh, they say, oh, it's about the end time.
是讲到末世。
Is that what it's about?
是这样吗
？It talks a lot about the end time.
它是讲到很多关于末世的事。
Somebody else says, no, it's about the second coming.
不，有人说是讲到再来。
Well, it talks about it.
所以讲到主的再来。
But is that what the book is about?
启示录就是讲这个吗
？You see all of these things.
所有这些事
are the scenery to reveal Jesus.
都是为了要启示耶稣基督。
When we look at this prophecy, we need to see Jesus.
当我们看这些启示的时候，就刚才我们看这些预言的时候，我们要看到耶稣基督。
All prophecy has Jesus at the core.
所有的预言里面，耶稣基督是核心。
What is the core of Isaiah's prophecy?
以赛亚的预言里面的核心是什么
？Isaiah 53
是在以赛亚书53章。
The suffering servant who came to die
讲到那个受苦的仆人。
All the rest of it
所有其他的
background for that nugget
都是那一点为那一点来做呢铺垫的。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, the background is important
弟兄姐妹背景是很重要的。
But it should not be the focus.
但是不应当成为我们的中核我们所关注的核心。
The prophecies are given that we might see Jesus.
这些预言给我们是要让我们看见耶稣基督。
And furthermore,
更进一步的。
When somebody holds the testimony of Jesus.
若有人持守耶稣基督的见证。
Now why did John bow down to worship this this angel?
约翰为什么要匍匐敬拜天使呢？
Because he held the testimony of Jesus.
因为他持守耶稣基督的见
证。Now, what happens when somebody has the testimony of Jesus?
如果有人有耶稣基督的见证
，then their words are prophetic.
那么他们的话就 prophetic. 他们就能够说预言。
Do you know so much teaching in the church is just teaching?
今天教会里面许多的教导不过就是一些教导。
Outward information.
是外面的外面不过是外面的东西。
The letter of the word.
是字句。
But the spirit of the word.
但是那里面的经意。
This is spoken by those who hold the testimony of Jesus.
只有持守耶稣基督的见证才能得到话里面的经意。
Those like John who held the testimony of Jesus.
像约翰那样他持守耶稣基督的见证。
Why was he thrown into exile?
他为什么被流放到海岛
？There were many preachers in John's day, Christian preachers.
约翰的时代有许多都是传道的。
They knew the Bible.
他们也知道圣经。
They preached the Bible.
他们也讲了圣经。
But they were not exiled.
但是他们没有被流放。
Why was John exiled?
为什么约翰被流放
？Oh, he was dangerous.
因为他很危险。
Because his words were prophetic words.
因为他说出的话是有预言的话。
You know, when we can drive down the street, we can turn on the radio to Christian stations and hear a lot of Christian preachers.
我们开车的时候打开收音机，我们可以听到很多基督教的传道人讲道。
Now, I don't know about you, but I have a hard time listening to most of them.
我不知道你们怎么样，但是呢，对大多数的这些讲道的人呢，我都有难处。
They're teaching the Bible.
他们教导圣经。
Usually ending up with that they need money.
最终呢，他们常常最后结束的时候呢，他们都需要钱。
And sometimes they teach a lot of facts, blah 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 blah.
很多时候他们也讲到许多的事实。
But sometimes you listen to somebody and your spirit suddenly becomes engaged.
但是有的时候你听到他们当中一些人的时候，你的灵却跟他们能够交通。
Probably this brother.Holds the testimony of Jesus.
很可能这位弟兄他持守了耶稣基督的见证。
The enemy thinks that's a dangerous thing.
对仇敌来讲这是危险的事。
We don't mind people preaching doctrines.
如果呢有人讲到这些教义的话呢仇敌不会在意。
But when somebody preaches and Jesus is sensed in the middle of the place, we have to get rid of him.
如果有但是呢如果有人一旦讲到耶稣基督那么仇敌呢就要置他于死地。
So when we look at the book of Revelation,
所以当我们看到启示录的时候
Now what do you see?
它是要做什么
Do you see the seals and the trumpets and the bowls?
你看到的就是印那个号和碗吗
Do you see the seven churches?
你看到七个教会吗
Do you see the angels?
你看到天使吗
And the heavens?
你看到天吗
All of these things are background.
所有这些事都是铺垫
But do you know the whole book?Is about Jesus.
你是否知道整本书那是讲到耶稣基督
All those other things are background.
所有其他的事都是铺垫
So we saw when Jesus in chapter 1, when John heard a voice, he looked behind him.
所以在第一章里面，当我们读到当约翰听到那个声音的时候，他要看
Now what did he see first?
他首先看到什么
He saw the seven lampstands.
他看到七个灯台
Now those are the seven churches.
那是七个教会。
And he saw them immediately.
他马上看到了。
But then he saw somebody in the middle of the seven churches.
然后他看到呢，在七个教会中间有一个人。
So the seven churches are the background.
所以那七个教会那是背景。
And it was focusing in on Jesus standing in the middle of them.
乃是呢，这七个教会乃是让我们看到，让我们能够看见。耶稣基督在他们中间。
Now the message to the seven churches is important, but the most important thing is to look at Jesus himself.
对七个教会的书信是重要的，但是更重要的是看到耶稣基督自己。
Because just as an example, when we look in chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation,
打个比方，如果我们看启示录第二章和第三章的时候，
the Lord Jesus not only revealed himself as the great and glorious high priest, robed in white with great power,
耶稣基督不单单把他自己启示是那个荣耀的大祭司身穿长衣
But to each church he revealed himself in a different aspect
但是对七个不同在七个教会他从不同的方面启示出他自己
And if the people in the church could see Jesus in that aspect they would be repented and recovered
如果在那教会里面的人能够从那个方面看到耶稣基督的话，他们就会悔改。
Let me show you what I mean. In chapter 2 and verse 1,
第二章第一节
it says to the angel of the church in Ephesus, write, the one who holds the seven stars in his hands, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说那右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走的说
Now he's saying, Church of Ephesus, look at me.
他对以弗所的教会说你们看
What do you see?
你们看见什么
I'm walking among you.
我在你们中间行走
Do you see me walking?
你们看见我行走
If you see me walking, you'll understand what I'm going to say.
如果你看见我行走你知道我要说的话
You must see that I'm walking in your midst.
你一定要看见我在你们中间行走
What is Jesus looking for?
耶稣基督在寻找什么
Actually, he's looking for the same thing in all seven churches.
其实在七个教会中他要寻找的都一样
And he's only looking for one thing.
他只寻找一件事
What is he looking for?
他在找什么
More faithfulness?
更多的忠心
Greater works?
更多的工作
Greater power?
更大的能力
What is he looking for?
他在寻找什么
More love?
更多的爱
Not even that.
那也不是
When he looks at the church, what is he looking for?
当他看教会的时候，他在找什么
？Do you know?
你们知不知道
？He's looking for his life in them.
他要寻找的是在他们中间他自己的生命。
He has given them his life.
他把他自己的生命给了他们。
They have been taken out of his side. They are his wife.
他们是从他的旁边拿出来的是他的心腹。
And he's looking for his nature and his character and his life in the church.
他在教会中寻找他自己的品格他的生命。
Jesus has first love for his bride.
基督对他的心腹是起初的爱。
Now, is it too much to expect that there should be first love given back to him?
你将你起初的爱还给主耶稣基督，你觉得这样他要求太多吗？
We love because he first loved us.
我们爱因为他先爱了我们。
But now that he has loved us, we have something to love him back with.
因为他爱我们，所以我们可以回报他的爱。
We don't love him with our own human devotion. We love him by the love he has poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
我们不是用我们自己的爱去爱他，而是把因他爱我们，我们回报他。
So Jesus looks and says, "I see you working, working, working."
耶稣说，我看见你们一直忙碌，工作，工作，工作。
Where's my life?
我的生命在哪里？
Where's my love?
我的爱在哪里？
You see, each church he looks for himself.
所以在每个教会中，他找的是他自己。
He wants his bride to be made of the same nature as him.
他希望他的心腹能够跟他一样。
Adam, when Adam saw the gorilla, he did not want to marry a gorilla.
当亚当看到猩猩的时候，他不想跟猩猩结婚。
He wanted to marry bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh.
他要娶的是他的骨中骨，肉中肉。
Jesus is coming at the very end time and looking closely at the church to see, is she like me? Is she like me?
耶稣基督在末世回来，他在教会里面要寻找的是，他是不是像我？他是不是像我？
But every time he looks, he's disappointed.
但是每次他看的时候，他都很失望。
Actually, except for two times, he has to say repent.
只有两次他没有说到你们要悔改。
Brothers and sisters, why?Why do we live by another life than the Lord Jesus?
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们活的是另外一个生命，而不是主耶稣基督的？
Why are we trying to live the Christian life?
为什么试图呢要活一种所谓基督徒的生命？
Don't we know we've been crucified with Christ, and we no longer live, but He lives in us?
难道我们不知道我们与耶稣基督同钉十字架，如今活着不再是我，而是耶稣基督在我里面？
If we don't come to understand that, we will not overcome in the last day.
如果我们不明白这一点，在末世我们就不能得胜。
He's not looking for a super Christian. He's looking for a person living by His life.
他不是寻找一个超人的基督徒，他要寻找的是有他生命的人。
And when he sees the church, he wants to see himself in that church.
当他看教会的时候，他要在教会里面寻找他自己。
It takes a whole assembly to look like Jesus.
要使整个聚会像耶稣基督。
Some are full of love, some are full of righteousness, some are full of holiness, some are full of truth. Together we look like Jesus.
有些人是满了爱，有些人满了公义，有些人满了圣洁，大家在一起的时候就像耶稣基督一样。
But if we still live by our own life, we still look like ourselves.
如果我们还是靠自己生命而活的话，我们还是不过是自己。
This is not satisfying to Jesus.
主耶稣基督不能因此而满意。
And so we see that when we look in this book of Revelation, we need to see Jesus.
所以呢，当我们看启示录的时候，我们要看耶稣基督。
To the church of Smyrna, they were going through great persecution.
士美拿的教会，他们经历极大的逼迫。
And so he says, Smyrna, look at me, look at me, look at me. What do you see?
所以他对士美拿的教会说：“你们看我，你们看我，你们看我，你们看到什么呢？”
I was dead and I've come to life.
我是死的，但是我又活了。
Look at me.
看我。
Don't be afraid of death.
不要怕死。
I am the resurrection.
我是复活。
Look at me and you won't be afraid, even if you have to die.
看我，你们就不会惧怕，即使要死。
Some of them were going to die in Smyrna.
在士美拿，有些人要死。
How can you overcome?
你如何得胜？
Look at Jesus.
看耶稣。
He was dead.
他死了
I'm alive.
但是活了
Don't worry.
不要怕
You see? Each church had a specific something to see that could change and transform them back into the life of Christ.
每一个教会都要看耶稣基督一个特别的方面使他们能够被百变能够被活过能够活过来
So in verse 12, we see in Pergamos.
所以在第十二节我们看到给别加摩的教会
Jesus is the one who has a sharp two-edged sword.
主耶稣基督是有两刃利剑的那一位。
And then to the church of Thyatira in verse 18.
在第十八节给推亚推拉的教会。
The Son of God who has eyes like a flame of fire and feet like burnished bronze.
神的儿子他的眼目像火焰他的脚像光明的铜。
And to Sardis.
萨迪的教会。
He who has the seven spirits of God in chapter 3 verse 1 and seven stars.
那他是那位有七灵和七星的。
In Philadelphia, in verse 7 of chapter
3. 第三章第七节，腓拉铁腓的教会。
He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David.
那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙的。
The Laodicea in verse 14.
第14节, 老底家的教会,
the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
那位阿们的, 那位诚实, 真实所见证的, 在神的创造万物之上为元首的,
and if the church can see this matter, this aspect of his life,
如果教会能够看见他生命当中的这一个方面,
then they can overcome and be recovered from their difficulty.
他们能够得胜,
when we come to a moment of crisis,
当我们在危机里面的时候,
Jesus reveals himself to us.
耶稣基督把他自己启示给我们。
Now have you asked yourself, which of the seven churches are we?
你有没有问过自己的七个教会, 他们软弱的地方在哪里?
Or do we say, ah, well, we're okay?
说, 啊, 我们还可以。
Ah. But you see, maybe there's something the Lord is trying to reveal to us.
也许呢,
this is not just an exercise of Bible study.
这不是呢,
when the Lord comes to you,
当主到你那里来的时候,
does he come as the faithful witness?
你是不是忠心的仆人, 啊, 见证?
Does he come as the resurrection life?
他是不是那个复活的生命?
How does he come to you?
他如何到你那里来?
What is he trying to change and correct?
他如何要改变,
we know right now the Lord is in the process of recovering the church to his true life.
我们知道现在神所要做的是恢复教会, 恢复到他真实的生命当中。
Oh, but we need to see him as he is in order to be recovered.
我们要看见他的所事, 这样我们才能够被恢复。
Many churches begin by the grace of God.
很多教会是因着神的恩典而开始的。
But unless they're willing to endure the cross, they will not come through in fullness in his life.
但是如果他们不肯背那个十字架的话, 他们生命就不能得到丰富。
And so we want to see some of the great visions of Jesus in this book of Revelation.
所以在启示录当中, 我们要看到耶稣基督他的生命。
Now I won't spend time on the first vision, which is in Revelation chapter 1, the high priest.
第一章呢,那个启示就是大祭司的启示,今天呢,我们不看那一部分。
I already mentioned this vision.
我已经讲到呢,这个意象。
But this is the first vision.
这是第一个意象。
John saw Jesus as the high priest over his church.
约翰看见耶稣基督是教会的大祭司。
And the key to the church being recovered is to see Jesus the high priest.
教会得以恢复的关键呢,是看见耶稣基督是大祭司。
But we want to come to the second vision,
我们要看呢,第二个意象,
which is the central vision in the book of Revelation.
是启示录里面中心的意象。
Now there are seven visions of the Lord Jesus, and all of them are very important to see.
关于耶稣基督有七个意象, 他们都很重要。
But the second vision is the central vision of the whole book.
而第二个意象呢, 就是整本书里面中心的意象。
And we see it in chapter 5 and verse 6.
我们呢, 在第五章第六节看见这个意象。
And I saw in the midst of the throne, with the four living creatures and the elders, a lamb, standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
我又看见宝座与四活物, 并长老之中有羔羊站立, 像是被杀过的, 有七角七眼, 就是神的七灵奉差遣往普天下去的。
And then let's just notice chapter 7, verse 17.
第七章第十七节,
For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们。
The central vision in the book of Revelation is Jesus, the Lamb of God.
启示录中心的启示乃是耶稣基督神的羔羊。
John's symphony of Revelation is about the Lamb.
约翰他的启示就是讲到了神的羔羊。
Jesus as the Lamb of God in the book of Revelation is mentioned 28 times.
在启示录里面讲到28次耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
More than any other title.
比其他任何提到的事情都多。
He is the Lamb of God, 28 times.
他是神的羔羊28次。
Now for you Bible students, I have a little quiz for you.
好,那些圣经学生,我有一个考试题。
I don't know if the sister's here last night that I met on the train. I don't know if she's here today. I think I may have scared her away, I'm not sure. But here is my question for you.
我的考试题是这样的,
outside of John,
除了约翰之外,
in his gospel and in Revelation, how many times is lamb mentioned in the New Testament?
在新约里面,除了约翰福音和启示录之外,神的羔羊提到几次?
Now you know that when John the Apostle first saw Jesus, he saw him as the Lamb of God.
当施洗约翰看到耶稣的时候,他看到的是神的羔羊。
Because John was a disciple of John the Baptist.
因为使徒约翰是施洗约翰的学生。
And John the Baptist said two times, Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world.
施洗约翰说了两次,神的羔羊除去世人罪孽了。
That was the first meeting of John of the Lamb of God.
那是约翰第一次遇见神的羔羊。Two
times in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音里面讲到两次。Those
are the only two times in the Gospel of John.
约翰福音里面也只讲到这两次。
How many other times in the New Testament?
新约里面,
How many think 10?
新约里面一共讲到几次? 多少人同意的十次?
15.
15次,
8,
8次,
how many do you think?
多少次?
2,
2次.
Do you know our revelation of the Lamb of God comes from the book of Revelation?
你是否知道, 啊, 启示录里面告诉我们说, 啊, 神的告, 给我们的, 神的羔羊的启示。
Last night and this afternoon we're singing songs about the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb. It all comes from Revelation.
昨天晚上今天下午我们唱的诗歌里面一直讲到神的羔羊神的羔羊神的羔羊都是从启示录里面出来的
It's mentioned one time in 1 Peter chapter 1
彼得前书第一章里面讲到一次
He was slaughtered as an innocent lamb Jesus was slaughtered as an innocent lamb
耶稣基督是无辜的羔羊
And also in the book of Acts
还有呢使徒行传
Where it says that the Ethiopian was reading the scripture where it says a lamb led to the slaughter from Old Testament
使徒行传里面讲到那个伊利欧帕的那个，他在读的时候讲到那个被杀的羔羊，读以赛亚书。That's
it.
就这两次。
Now Paul talks about our Passover lamb.
保罗讲到呢那个逾越节的羔羊。
But he actually just says Passover.
那只是逾越节。
Everybody knows what it means.
每个人都知道它是什么意思。
But the main understanding we have of who the Lamb is comes from the book of Revelation.
但是呢,启示录告诉我们呢,神的羔羊是什么意思?
28 times.
28次。
And another thing that's unique to the book of Revelation.
那从启示录当中我们要看到还有另外一件事。
When John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God,
当约翰说看那神的羔羊的时候,
he used the common word for the Lamb.
他用的那个词是很普通的。
But in the book of Revelation, Jesus is revealed as the little lamb.
但是在启示录里面给我们看见的是讲到那个小的羔羊。
Every time the word is used, 28 times, it means the little lamb.
28次里面每一次都是说那个小的羔羊。
Isn't that an amazing revelation?
这是不是非常奇妙的启示?
Jesus is the little lamb.
耶稣基督是那个小羔羊。
You see, John had seen the lamb upon the cross.
约翰看见十字架上的羔羊,
the lamb whose blood was shed for us.
看见那个为我们流血的羔羊,
but what had he never seen before?
但是有一个他从来没有看见,
the lamb upon the throne.
是宝座上的羔羊。
Nobody had ever seen this revelation.
从来没有人看见这个异象。
As a matter of fact, the elder said, There is one worthy, he's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
但是那个长老,那24位长老他们看见的乃是犹大支派的狮子。
But when the lion appeared out of the middle of the throne, he was a little lamb.
但是当羔羊在宝座中显现出来的时候,他是一个小羔羊。
A baby lamb.
是一个小羔羊。
One that had just been slain.
是刚刚被杀过的。
What a revelation.
何等大的启示。
And he was on the throne.
他在宝座上。
And the lamb continues on the throne.
羔羊一直在宝座上。
Throughout the book, it's mentioned 14 times the lamb is on God's throne.
在启示录中从头到尾一共14次讲到羔羊在宝座上。
Have you ever seen this revelation?
你有没有看见这个启示?
The little lamb upon the throne.
小羔羊在宝座上。
Oh, John's eyes were opened up.
好, 约翰的眼被打开了。
He couldn't understand.
他不明白。
And suddenly he saw that this little lamb was the most powerful person in the universe.
他突然看见那个小羔羊是整个宇宙当中能力最大的那一位。
Look at just some verses that are mentioned regarding the lamb. In chapter 6, verse 16.
第六章第16节我们看到一些讲到这个羔羊的话。
This is after the sixth seal is broken from the scroll.
这时候我们讲到那个书卷里面的六个印已经被打开了。
And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
John had never heard this statement before. The wrath of the Lamb.
约翰以前从来没有听过这样的话，羔羊的愤怒。
Have you ever heard of a lamb being angry?
你有没有听过羔�ang他会发怒?
Lambs, how could a lamb be angry? He's just a little lamb.
羔�ang那个小小的羔�ang怎么会发怒呢?
He just goes, can't be angry.
他只会怎么会发怒呢?
But in the universe, every person who rejects the Lamb's salvation feels his wrath.
但是在整个宇宙里，每一个拒绝羔羊的救恩的人都会看到他的愤怒。
What is the opposite of God's love?
神爱的反面是什么?
God's wrath.
是神的愤怒。
Why would God have wrath?
神怎么会愤怒?
Because they reject his love.
因为他们拒绝他的爱。
That's the only reason.
这是唯一的原因。
A person can be a bad sinner, even have killed somebody, but he can be forgiven.
一个人他可以是很坏的人，他是很坏的罪人，甚至他会杀人，但是呢，他可以得救。
But if somebody rejects the love of the sacrifice of Calvary, he experiences wrath.
但是如果有人拒绝加略山里面的救恩，他
There's the focus, the wrath of the Lamb.
他就要神的愤怒要临到他。
I think perhaps this is the most fearful wrath that there is.
也许这是最最可怕的，最最大的愤怒。
And then look in chapter 17, verse 14.
17章第14节。
And these will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he's Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主、万王之王，同着羔羊的是蒙召备选、有忠心的。
Have you ever seen a little lamb go to war?
你有没有看见小小的羔羊去征战?
Not only go to war, but win.
不单单去征战，而且得胜。
Here is the revelation.
这就是启示。
Think about this revelation. God turns everything upside down.
想想这个启示，神把一切事都转变过来。
Why is it that it's not the Lion of Judah who fights the war against Satan, but it's the little lamb?
与撒旦征战的不是犹大支派的狮子，而是羔羊。
How would the Lion of Judah win the war?
那犹大派的狮子他们如何得胜?
He would stand on his heritage. I'm from the tribe of Judah.
他是呢站在自己的地位上说我是犹大派的狮子。
He would give off a powerful roar, roar, scare everybody.
他靠着他自己的能力使每个人都害怕。
He would use his big paws and scratch everybody.
他用他的爪子去抓每一个人。
Oh, the Lion of Judah is powerful.
犹大派的狮子大有能力。
But no, the Lamb goes to war.
但是现在羔羊走向战场。
How does the Lamb go to war?
羔羊如何上战场?
He just goes into the midst of the people.
他呢和他的子民一同上战场。
And he slays everybody.
他胜过每个人。
Because he's worthy.
因为他配。
The Lamb of God is the most powerful person on the earth because he's innocent, pure, holy, and worthy.
神的羔羊，他能够胜过一切，因为他是无罪的，他是圣洁的。
He had the greatest victory when he was willing to die on Calvary.
当在加略山他去死的时候，他得了最大的胜利。
There never was such a powerful moment in history.
在历史上从来没有这样有力的那一刻。
God won the battle by becoming a lamb.
神得胜，因为他成为羔羊。
And so when there is the great fight in Revelation chapter 19 called Armageddon,
所以在第十九章讲到那个讲到那场大的征战的时候
And there's the battle of Armageddon and how does Jesus win the battle?
耶稣基督是如何得胜的呢
Because he's worthy.
因为他配
Worthiness beats unrighteousness every time.
他因为他配所以他能够击败那些兽
Satan and all his armies were defeated by the breath of the mouth of the worthy one.
因为从那个配角的口里面所出的话就击败了撒旦和他一切仇敌。
See, brothers and sisters, we don't have to be like a lion roaring around, I'm a Christian in Jesus' name, and yell at everybody who doesn't believe.
我们去征战的时候我们不需要像狮子我们是基督徒。
No, but if you have the nature of the lamb,
但如果你有羔羊的本性
just the nature of his worthiness is your strength.
他的所是就成为你的力量。
This is a very important revelation.
这是非常重要的启示。
And you see, when we look at that lamb, we see him ruling as the lamb.
当我们看那个羔羊的时候，我们看到他统治。
And we see him in control of God's purpose.
我们看到他掌管一切。
Look in chapter 6 and verse 1.
第六章第一节。
How is history brought to an end?
历史最终是如何结束的
And I saw the lamb broke one of the seven seals.
我看见羔羊揭开七印中第一印
Now let me ask you the question. Who starts the tribulation?
让我问你们这个问题。这个灾难是谁开始的
Does Satan start tribulation?
是撒旦开始的吗
No.
不是。
The lamb of God.
是神的羔羊。
He took the scroll.
他拿了书卷
And you see, by opening the scroll, he brings history to its end, according to God's purpose.
当他打开书卷的时候，就照着神的目的把历史带往终结。
As soon as he breaks the first seal,
他一打开第一印的时候
the four horsemen come down to earth and start to bring tribulation.
那四匹马就来到地上，开始了灾难。
You see, the end of this world and the history of this world is in the hands of the Lamb.
所以我们看到这个世界的结束是在羔羊的手中。
Oh, there's so much we could say about that. The tribulation of God's people is all in the hands of the Lamb.
所以我们可以讲到很多，但是呢，就是神子民他们开始那个患难呢，都是在羔羊的手中。
And the judgment of those who are unfaithful is in the hands of the Lamb.
对不忠心的人的审判也是在羔羊的手中。
Do we see that?
我们有没有看见这一点?
We sing so many songs on Jesus is the Lamb of God.
我们唱了许许多的诗歌，耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
But let me ask you some questions based on some scripture.
让我问你一些问题。
I'm not interested in just teaching academically about Jesus being the Lamb.
我们不单单是从学术上来讲，耶稣基督是神的羔羊。
But just as an example, in chapter 6 and verse 1.
第六章第一节。
When we see the lamb take the scroll and open the seal.
当我们看到这个羔羊拿过书卷揭开印的时候。
Now let me ask you, are you a worshipper of the lamb?
让我问你，你是否敬拜羔羊?
Well, are you a worshipper of the lamb when he breaks the seal in your life?
当羔羊揭开你生命印中的时候，你是否敬拜他?
When you go through a time of tribulation, do you still worship the Lamb?
当你经历患难的时候，你是否敬拜羔羊？
You know, sometimes he has to shake our life and break seals in order to bring us to the fullness of God's purpose for our life. And we go through tribulation.
有的时候，当我们在患难之中的时候，他要打开我们生命里面的印，让我们呢能够经历主自己。
When you go through crisis,
当你经历危机的时候
do you worship the Lamb?
你是否敬拜羔羊
You see, if we see him as this little lamb, we will still worship him even when he is dealing with our lives.
当我们看见这个小的羔羊的时候即使我们生命中有困难我们仍然敬拜他
Or let's go back to chapter 7, verse 17 and see the lamb there.
让我们再回到七章第十七节，看看那里的羔羊。
Let's ask ourselves a question here.
让我们问自己一个问题。
For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
I hope you see the strangeness of this statement.
我希望你看见这句话很奇怪。
We all know Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd.
我们知道诗篇23篇，耶和华是我的牧者。
But here we see the lamb is my shepherd.
这里面我们却看到羔羊是我们的牧者。
No. A lamb needs a shepherd.
不，羔羊它需要一个牧者。
But this lamb has become the shepherd.
但是这个羔羊他却成为牧者。
Oh, this is a very strange revelation.
这是非常奇怪的启示。
The lamb is the shepherd.
羔羊他是牧者。
Is the lamb your shepherd?
这羔羊是不是你的牧者?
Do you say, the lamb of God is my shepherd, I shall not want?
你是否能说,神的羔羊是我的牧者,我一无缺乏?
Do we say that?
我们是不是可以这样说?
Okay, if we do, it means we trust him.
如果我们可以说的话，就说明我们信靠他。
It means we're satisfied.
说明我们心得到满足。
We're not anxious.
我们也不忧虑。
He makes me lie down.
他也许会让我遇到难困难。
He restores my soul.
但是呢，他却使我的灵苏醒。
He leads me to the water.
他带领到有水的地方。
I don't need to be anxious.
我不需要担心。
I don't need to be fearful.
我也不需害怕。
Is the lamb our shepherd?
羔羊是不是我们的牧者?
Then we have everything we need.
我们所需要的一切。
Look at these saints in heaven.
看看这些天上的圣徒。
Here the lamb takes them to the water.
羔羊带他们到有水的地方。
And he even wipes away every tear in their eye.
擦去他们眼中一切的眼泪。
Oh, what a shepherd we have.
啊，我们有何等样的牧者。
And he is the lamb.
他是羔羊。
Or one more verse to ask ourselves a question in chapter 14.
十四章。
And verse 4.
第四节。
These are the ones who have not been defiled with women, for they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb, and no lie was found in their mouth. They are blameless.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出手的果子归于神和羔羊。从他们口中查不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。
Are you one of these overcomers?
你是不是这些得胜者中的一位？
They follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
无论羔羊往哪里去，他们都跟随。
They are blameless.
他们无可指责。
When we follow the Lamb, He keeps us under His precious blood.
当我们跟从羔羊的时候，他用他的爱来保护我们。
He keeps us holy and blameless.
他让我们圣洁，无可责备。
He keeps us from lying.
他让我们不说谎。
This is why these men were rewarded.
这就是为什么这些人他们得奖赏。
Because they followed the Lamb.
因为他们跟从羔羊。
Do we follow the Lamb?
我们有没有跟从羔羊？
Do we live by His nature?
我们是不是按照他的生按照他的性情而生活？
Do we live in a blameless way?
我们是否我们的生活是否无可责备？
This is by His overcoming Lamb life.
这是呢因着他那得胜的羔羊的生命。
And this is the central revelation throughout the book of Revelation: the Lamb on the throne, the Lamb on the throne.
这是整个启示录的中心的启示，羔羊在宝座上，羔羊在宝座上。
If there's one message regarding this revelation that I want to give to you tonight,
如果今天关于这个启示，我要讲一句的话的话
，This is it,
就是这个。
Keep in the last days, it is necessary to keep your eyes on the Lamb.
在这个末世，我们的眼睛要专注在羔羊上。
That's the revelation.
这是启示。
Now there are six other revelations as well.
还有六个意象。
We mentioned the high priest in chapter 1.
第一章讲到大祭司的启示。
Now we will just quickly look at the other five.
我们现在很快的看其他五个启示。
The third revelation is found in chapter 10 and verse 1.
第十章第一节让我们看到第三个启示。
And I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, And the rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little scroll written open, and he placed his right foot on the sea and his left on the land.
我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，脸目像日头，两脚像火柱。他手里拿着小书卷，是展开的。他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。
Now John has just seen the first six trumpets.
约翰刚刚看到那六个号。
And now the enemy has come out of the abyss.
我们看到啊，仇敌呢，就是那个兽，他也出现了。
And John doesn't know what to do.
约翰不知道怎么办。
And as you will see, beginning in verse 13, chapter 13, you will see the Antichrist rise up and put his foot down on the earth.
等13章13节我们看到敌基督出来他脚踏着地。
He comes up out of the sea, and notice in chapter 13, verse 1.
第13章第一节他是从海里面出来的。
And he comes to rule the world.
他来统治这个世界。
But he's already been upstaged by the mighty angel.
但是呢，他已经被天使所击。
Who is this mighty angel?
这个大力的天使是谁呢？
Now some interpreters just believe it's an angel.
有些人呢，就相信他只不过就是一个天使。
But when you see the description,
但是你看这里的时候，
holding the scroll in his hand,
他手里面拿着书卷，
rainbow over his head,
头上有红，
the sunshine of his face,
他的脸像太阳发光。
This is the Lord Jesus.
这是主耶稣。
Coming as sort of in the spirit.
从灵里面降临。
Coming as an angel.
像天使一样。
And what does he do?
他做什么？
He puts his foot down on the land and his foot down on the sea.
他一脚踏地，一脚踏海。
And when he does that,
他这样的时候，
heaven breaks out in rejoicing.
天上就充满了喜乐。
What does this mean? He stands with his foot on the land and his foot on the sea.
他一脚踏地，一脚踏海是什么意思呢？
And why is the heaven rejoicing?
为什么天上要喜乐呢？
We see the story continues on through chapter 11.
我们看到呢，一直到十一章都在讲这个故事。
But just notice in verse 15 of chapter 11.
我们只看一下十一章第十五节。
We see why the heavens are rejoicing.
我们要看天使啊，天上为什么快乐？
It's because from heavenly point of view, they see something.
因为从天上的角度，他们看见了一件事。
It actually hasn't happened on earth yet.
在地上还没有出现。
But they see it prophetically.
但是呢，他们在预言里面看见了。
And so it says, the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要做王直到永永远远。
You notice, the kingdom has become, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord.
要注意到，这里说，世上的国已经成了我主和主基督的国。
When that mighty angel put his feet down on the land and the sea,
当那位大力的天使一脚踏地，一脚踏海的时候，
he said, the mystery is over.
他讲到那个奥秘成就了。
The time will no longer be delayed.
时间也不再延迟。
And he puts his foot down to claim the earth as his.
他的脚踏在地上来宣告地是属于他的。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this causes worship in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，这就是天上要敬拜他。
The mighty angel has already claimed the earth, and that's why the great battle between Satan and the man-child is seen in the chapter 12.
当大力的天使 他已经宣告地是属于他的，所以这就是我们为什么要看到呢？那个天使与魔鬼的征战。
When this mighty angel comes to claim the earth,
当大力的天使来地上宣告地属于他的时候，
then Satan has to be thrown out of heaven.
所以撒旦必须从天上被甩下来。
Oh, and he, the Lord Jesus begins to reign in victory.
主耶稣基督开始得胜掌权。
What a wonderful revelation that is.
何等美妙的启示。
We, in one sense, as the Church of Jesus Christ,
用一句话说，我们耶稣基督的教会，
What is our testimony?
我们的见证是什么？
Jesus Christ reigns upon this earth.
耶稣基督在地上掌权。
Satan says, I run this world.
撒旦说，我掌管这个世界。
Maybe your boss,He says, I run your world.
也许你的老板说，我管你。
Maybe your husband says to you, I run your world.
也许你丈夫对你说,
But we testify Jesus is the King of the Kingdom.
但是我们见证说耶稣基督是万王之王。
It's a prophetic position we take.
我们这个我们所站的地位乃是讲的预言的地位。
It's like the angel, you see, the angel steps here in chapter 10, but Jesus actually comes down in chapter 19.
天使呢是在第十章出现的，但是耶稣基督是在第十九章出现。
But in heaven they're already rejoicing in chapter 10.
在第十章的时候，天上已经喜乐。This
is the importance of our testimony in this world today.
这就是我们今天在世上的见证的重要。The
church is the testimony that Jesus has put his foot down in New Jersey.
教会要见证耶稣基督已经把他的脚踏在New Jersey.
And we begin to reclaim lives that are lost back to the King.
我们呢要把那些世上的生命救回到他们的主那里。
We snatch and bind and loose things out of Satan's hand and bring them as trophies of salvation to God.
我们从撒旦的手中把那些失散的夺回来，使他们在主那里成为得胜。Do
you believe Jesus has put his foot down in New Jersey?
你是否相信主耶稣基督把他脚踏在新泽西？
Then by faith we claim it's his and we begin to do God's saving work.
凭着信心我们宣告我们也为神来做得救的工作。
That's the third vision.
这是第三个意象。
The fourth vision is found in chapter 14.
第14章让我们看到第四个意象。
It's the Lamb of God again.
又讲到神的羔羊。
This time he's on Mount Zion.
现在呢他在锡安山。So
we read verse 1.
所以第一节我们看到,
Then I looked and behold, the Lamb was standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of the Father written on their foreheads.
我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，同他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。
And verse 3.
第三节,
and they sang a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth.
他们在宝座前并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，仿佛是新歌，除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。Do
you see it?
你有没有看见?
In chapter 13, all of the earth is being full of the Antichrist and is being full of the false prophets and is being full of Babylon.
第十三章我们看到这个世界上到处都是敌基督，到处是假先知，到处是巴比伦。
But raptured up in heaven is the overcomer.
但是呢被提到天上的是那些得胜者。
And the overcomer is there with the Lamb.
得胜者与羔羊同在。
And they are cut off from the warfare on the earth.
他们不需要再在地上征战。
And what are they doing?
他们做什么呢?
They're singing songs of love to the Lamb.
他们向羔羊唱爱的歌。
And nobody else can understand the song except them.
除了他们之外，没有人能明白这歌。
Even the angels can't understand.
即使天使也不明白。
Because when we're saved, there's a song of love that we alone can sing.
因为当我们得救，这个爱的歌只有我们能够唱。
How wonderful, even when we go through the most difficult of times, we can be caught up into heaven and have fellowship and love with the Lamb of God.
即使我们在困难之中，我们可以专注在天上与享受羔羊的爱。
He is the Lamb on Zion.
他是锡安山的羔羊。
And then the fifth vision we see in chapter 19.
第五个意象在第十九章。
And in chapter 19 and verse 11,
第十九章第十一节,
And I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. And his eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself.
我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚实真信，他审判征战，都按着公义。他的眼睛像火焰，他头上披着许多冠冕，又有写着名字，除了他自己，没有人知道。Now
you see, when we hear about Armageddon, people think about the Antichrist, and people think about the armies.
当我们讲到征战的时候，大家想到的就是敌基督，就是想到军队。
But these things are only the background.
这些事不过是铺垫。
Now, what does God want you to see?
神要你看见是什么？
Jesus,
耶稣,
the victorious warrior,
得胜的勇士,
the word of God,
神的道,
upon a white horse,
骑在白马上,
coming to earth with his army,
与他的军队来到地上,
to take his kingdom and reign for 1,000 years,
得他的国度一同作王一千年。
Oh, Jesus is a mighty warrior,
耶稣基督是大能的战士,
and he defeats the enemy in a moment with the breath of his mouth.
他的口 一打开就击败了仇敌。
And the Antichrist and all of his armies are destroyed.
敌基督和他所有的军队都被歼灭。
Jesus is not only the Lamb of God, he's a mighty warrior.
耶稣基督不单单是神的羔羊，他也是大能的勇士。
And then the sixth vision we see of him is in chapter 20, verse 11.
第六个意象是在第二十章第十一节。
Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat upon it, from whose presence earth and heaven fled away, and no place was found for them.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
And here's Jesus the judge upon the white throne.
耶稣基督在这里是宝座上的审判者。
All men are brought before him for judgment.
所有的人都被带到他面前受审判。
The books of the works of all men are opened and examined.
每个人他们行为的书都在他面前被打开。
But nobody is worthy according to those books.
但是呢，如果这些书所记载的没有一个人能够配得。
But then the book of life is opened to see if their names in the Lamb's book of life.
然后呢，生命册也被打开，要看他们的名字是否记在上面。
Now how can that be?I thought that his children already are raptured and don't come to the white throne.
怎么会有这样的事？那些孩子他们已经被提了，不会来到白色宝座面前。
How come Jesus looks in the book of life?
耶稣基督为什么要看生命册？
He knows all his own by name.
他知道他们每个人的名字。
But he's just and fair.
但是呢，他的审判公义。
He judges every person.
他审判每一个人。
With the same fair judgment.
用同样同样公义的原则。
And perhaps there were some who came to the Lamb even at the end days of the tribulation.
可能有些人是在末日的最后他们来到羔羊那里。
And so he looks for their name.
所以他看他们名字。
But he is the judge of the whole earth.
他是全世界的审判者。
Paul preaches in Athens and says that Jesus is now or will be set up upon the throne to judge all men.
保罗在雅典传道的时候，耶稣说耶稣基督要在宝座上审判全世界的人。
And the basis of his judgment?
他审判的基础。
Have you accepted the blood of the Lamb as your salvation?
是你有没有接受耶稣基督的血成为你的救赎？
Then the seventh vision.
第七个意象。
In chapter 21.
二十一章。
Actually, it's involved in 21 and 22.
21和22章。
But we just look at two verses in 21.
21章我们只看两节。
Chapter 21, verse 22.
21章第22节。
And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb.
我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
And the final vision in the book of Revelation is Jesus as the Lamb, enthroned in the center of the New Jerusalem.
启示录的第七个意象是耶稣基督神的羔羊，他在耶路撒冷。
The Lord willing, we will share on the New Jerusalem tomorrow morning.
神若喜悦，明天上午我们分享耶路撒冷。
But here we see when God establishes His new heaven and new earth, the New Jerusalem.
这里面我们看到神带来了新天、新地和新耶路撒冷。
And in the center is the Lamb.
在中心是羔羊。
In the new world that God is going to create, Jesus is the center of the world.
在神所创造的新的世界里面，耶稣基督是新世界的中心。
And everyone will worship God and the Lamb.
每一个人都要敬拜神和羔羊。
Now I have just shared these visions with you.
我刚刚呢就跟你们分享这些意象。
But here is my hope.
我的盼望乃是
If you want to make a chart of the book of Revelation,
你们如果想画, 为启示录画一张图,
fine, make a chart.
很好,
but make it of the seven visions of Jesus.
但是要画上七,
now you're reading the book of Revelation the right way.
那么现在你读启示录就对了。
There's wonderful background to Armageddon.
有非常非常好的背景。
There's background regarding tribulation and the bowls and the trumpets.
这些背景讲到逼迫，讲到印，讲到号。
But we shouldn't be distracted and concentrate on those details.
但是呢，我们不要因此分散注意力而只专注呢这些细节。
But rather lift our eyes and see the revelation of who Jesus is.
而是呢，抬起我们的眼睛来看耶稣基督是谁。
Now, brothers and sisters, these are things that are here in the Word of God.
弟兄姐妹。 这些是神的话我们要听,
but when we see them personally, we fall down, as it were, as dead men.
但是当我们个人看见他的时候, 我们要匍匐在他脚前像死了一样。
Have you really seen the high priest?
你有没有真正看见大祭司?
Have you seen the lamb upon the throne?
你有没有看见宝座上的羔羊?
Have you seen the mighty warrior?
你有没有看见大能的勇士?
Have you seen the lamb as the shepherd?
你有没有看见羔羊成为牧者?
Or the mighty warrior?
和大能的勇士?
Or the judge?
和审判者?
Is the lamb the center of your world?
羔羊是不是你的中心?
We need to see him in these ways.
我们要这样的来看他。
This is how we can overcome.
我们这样才能够得胜。
This revelation is all one revelation of the same Jesus Christ.
所有这些启示都是给我们一个关于耶稣基督的启示。
It's given to us so that Jesus, we will see that He is everything to us.
这个启示赐给我们, 让我们看到耶稣基督是我们的一切。
Is He everything to you?
他是不是你的一切?
Let's read chapter 3, verse 21 as we end here tonight.
今天我们结束的时候, 一起来看第三章第21节。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
第三章第21节。
Jesus is speaking to the church of Laodicea.
耶稣基督对老底家的教会讲,
and he gives them this promise.
他这样应许,
he who overcomes, I will grant him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne.
得胜的, 我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐, 如同我得了胜, 在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
Now, why does Jesus sit on the Father's throne?
为什么耶稣基督坐在父的宝座上?
Because he lived a perfect sinless life.
因为他的生活是一个完美的生活。
And then gave up that life on the cross.
并且在十字架上把这个生命赐下来。
And he overcame Satan.
他胜过了撒旦。
Now he sits on the Father's throne.
他现在坐在父的宝座上。
But he says to us,
他对我们说,
you can sit with me on my throne.
你可以坐在我的宝座上。
If you overcome,
如果你得胜的话,
how do we overcome?
我们如何得胜?
We overcome because he overcame.
我们得胜因为他得胜。
Does that mean we imitate him?
这是不是说我们要模仿他?
Because he overcame, now we have to overcome also.
因为他得胜了，所以我们也必须得胜。
No.
不。
We overcome because we have his life.
我们得胜因为我们有他的生命。
His life is our overcoming life.
他的生命是我们得胜的生命。
If we see that he has overcome,
如果我们看见他得胜了,
we take hold of his life,
我们持守他的生命,
and we can overcome.
我们就可以得胜。
How we need to see our Lord and his greatness.
我们何等需要看见我们主的伟大。
Not just in small measure, but as he is.
不能小看了他, 我们要看到他的伟大。
He is larger than John ever thought he was.
他比约翰以前所以为的更大。
Even as the lamb, he only saw just the earthly side.
约翰看到那个羔羊只不过是从地上的眼光看的。
He saw the lamb upon the cross.
他看到十字架上的羔羊。
He never knew the lamb is now on the throne.
但是他却不知道羔羊现在在宝座上。
Oh, may the Holy Spirit reveal the majesty of Jesus and all of his greatness.
愿圣灵把耶稣基督他的伟大, 他的尊贵向我们启示出来。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Oh, Father, we thank you for this symphony of your love.
父啊, 我们为你的爱的交响乐章来感谢你。
We thank you that you show us your love through Jesus our Lord.
我们感谢主，借着耶稣基督我们的主向我们显现。
We thank you that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal him and his greatness to us.
我们感谢圣灵把他的伟大向我们启示。
That he might be everything to us in these last days.
在末日他成为我们的一切。
Oh, we need the Lamb upon the throne in our life.
我们在生命中也需要在宝座上的羔羊。
How we need the Lamb to shepherd us in our life.
我们何等需要羔羊来牧养我们的生命。
And even we need the wrath of the Lamb to bring us to repentance.
我们也需要神的愤怒带我们悔改。
We know that there is only one who is worthy.
我们知道只有一位配。
And the angel said worthy.
天使说他配。
And the creatures and the elders said worthy.
受造之物和长老说他配。
And all of creation says worthy.
所有被造之物都说他配。
And we, as the redeemed ones, say, worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb.
我们被救赎的一类也说配，他配，他配，羔羊配的。
When we read this book, help us to see our Lord Jesus.
当我们读启示录的时候，帮助我们看见主耶稣。
We pray in His precious name.
我们奉他宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.